in the fields. Bluebells in the woods. Evening sunlight, broken gold, sprinkling through the trees. Chestnuts, berries, blossoms, rich, thick, like double feet. Used to be, ends to be, things to be, oh yeah.
We present A Little of What You Fancy by H.G. Bates, starring David Jason as Pop Larkin and Pam Ferris as Ma Larkin. Adapted for radio in six parts by Eric Pringle. Title music by Pip Burley and Barry Gard, and incidental music by Barry Gard. Produced by Richard Bates and directed by Adrian Beale. Part 2.
Welcome home. Oh, give me your kiss.
Give me a kiss, brother-in-law.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm excited to be back. Smell that Kentish air, pure and unsullied heaven. Isn't this a lovely day, oh, Charlie? Parting is such a sweet sorrow, but returning is even sweeter.
I thought you'd be a woman of the world by now.
Must say, you look hot.
After one term at university, this is all a front. Oh, it's been lovely and exciting, but I can't wait to get back into country clothes and see everybody again. I'm still a country girl at heart, Charlie. Still daddy's girl, for the moment, anyway.
Oh.
Actually, I expected Pop to meet me, not you.
Well, yes, but...
I imagine he's busy. One of his deals.
Primrose.
What is it? Is something the matter?
Well, yes, there is. Primrose, I have to tell you...
Come on, Charlie, spit it out.
I have some news, I'm afraid. Some really bad news. Something happened this morning.
Okay, to you, Miss Pulchester.
I need a drink.
Don't often see you in here.
Give me a sister, landlord. God, a big one.
Pat, never seen you in here before.
God, a whiskey.
What'll it be?
Hell, anything.
Water or soda, is it?
Nothing with it. The stronger the better, and double please.
Is something the matter?
Oh, Primrose! Oh, I'm glad to see you. Oh, not much of a welcome home, is it? You'll be wanting to go away again, I shall wonder.
Oh, what do you take me for?
I'll take your place upstairs, Primrose, shall I?
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for coming to meet me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Sorry about the music.
Sit down, Mother. I'll make you a cup of tea.
How is he?
Oh, better than he was, that's for sure. Sleeping with his pills and that. God, Primrose, you frightened the life out of me.
What happened?
Lord knows, I don't. It wasn't as if we weren't doing anything unusual. He's done it thousands of times, hasn't he?
Done what?
You know.
Oh.
And we was having a drop of champagne.
Celebrating.
You know.
I can guess.
And he went light. Grey. Oh, horrible.
Oh, let me see him. Let me go by myself first, can I?
Of course you can, love. Off you go.
Oh,
I can see that. Well, oh, welcome home. Hey, come on, let the dog see the rabbit then. Oh, well, look at you. I can see university's done you a bit of good. Oh, you look so elegant.
Not for long. Just you wait till I get changed. I'm the same. Just the same. Oh,
thank God for that. You had me worried there for a minute. Hey, what are you crying for?
I'm not going away again. The moment I turn my back, look what happens to you.
Yeah, well, I've got to admit, this is a new one. Bit of a shaker and all. Yeah, that was the actress sent to the bishop when
I think off. You've had enough of that for a bit.
Hmm? Well, do you? It'll come to something when I have to ask your permission, Miguel. Would you ask mine?
Not exactly.
No, not exactly, no. I'm not exactly dead yet, neither.
You haven't changed, have you?
Oh, it'd take more than a shaker to do that. Take a bleeding earthquake.
Well, make sure you don't get one. Promise me. promise me?
Yes, of course I promise. Marsh, she needs me, doesn't she?
We all do.
Yes. Oh, here she comes now, is Marsh. Blimey, it's your deputation here, isn't it?
Yes, the pills and everything, isn't it? Yeah. How are you feeling?
Oh, a bit tired, Marsh.
Anything you want?
A bit of shut-eye.
Must be famished. Would you like me to get you
Ma? We'll be downstairs if you want us, Pop.
Yes, thanks, Mariette. Oh, there's my girls.
Oh, Pop!
Oh, my good girl, Primrose, don't. You'll set me off next.
Mariette, why don't you take the girls down to the kitchen for a cup of tea? I just want to finish this little job and then I'll join you.
Good idea, child. Come on, Primrose.
I don't want to leave him. I love him.
Oh, no. Here, it's like the bleeding, wailing wall, isn't it? Have I woken up in Jerusalem or something?
Mariette.
Let's go,
Primrose,
right? Okay,
Mum?
I'll be back, Pop.
Yeah, I hope so, darling.
Stay there.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to go nowhere, am I? Oh, dear. Waterworks, eh, Charlie boy? Surprised, Ma. Don't bottle it. She bottles everything else.
Give her time.
What's this? What are you up to? What are you doing? Are you wiring me up to another of them cardio? What's it?
Good heavens, no. What this is, Pop, is an intercom.
Yeah?
Now, I'm going to attach these wires to the bedside table.
Yeah?
The other end's in the kitchen. You see this red button?
Yeah?
If you need anything, press it and I'll hear you. Just press the button, everything you want.
Trust Charlie boy to think of a thing like that.
Another, please. Double.
Are you all right, Miss Blanchester?
Of course I'm not all right. The roof has fallen in. How can I be all right with a roof in? Oh, God, shouldn't have let it in. Shouldn't it? Help.
Roof?
It's ghastly.
What happened to the roof?
What's happened to my whiskey?
Nah. What's all this about, eh? Here's your drink. Have a sup.
Thank you. God, shouldn't that hell happen, should he?
Can't be as bad as all that, surely.
Not that, with a great good man like Mr. Larkin is gone.
Larkin? You mean Pop Larkin?
Gone Pop, has he?
Is that man a head?
Hedge cutter. Got a few leaves in him, twig or three.
I'll cut him. I'll pitch him. Oh, dear.
You don't really mean a Pop Larkin.
Fested from cut down.
No.
Hell.
I heard a stroke. I heard a car. I saw the ambulance.
Might just be a rumour. You know, villages. Rumour fed gallops around.
Yeah, flies are real. Nasty, aren't they?
Get an apricot while you're at it, Primrose.
Sure.
And carrots and sultanas.
Right.
And coconut.
Okay.
And caraway seeds.
Okay.
And flour. Lots of flour.
Right, Ma. I'll take the van.
Bet I've forgotten dozens. I'm all 6 and 7.
She's changed a lot.
I've grown up. University for you.
Reverend Candy wouldn't recognise her.
I haven't seen him for ages, have we? Hiding from Primrose, I should wonder. Here, Mariette, let's have another brandy.
Oh, yes, my leg. Oh,
Charlie thinks a cup of tea will help this.
Hey, look at all Pop's pills and tablets. There's red, blue, white, green, yellow.
Turn them out a rainbow.
Cheers.
Well, they might be necessary, but I still reckon what your dad needs is a good feed. I've got his menu all worked out. You can help if you like.
Of course I will. What are we making?
Chicken, turkey, fowl, see? Doctor's orders. New peas and onion sauce.
Oh, that's nice.
Dough cake, plum cake, caraway cake, one of his favourites, that.
This is a diet?
A bit of sweet helps and medicine. Doctor never said how much. And he never said I couldn't do his diet my way, so I am. And I thought maids of honour, curd tart, strawberry and raspberry mousse.
There we are.
We'll make those of fresh fruit, good for him, Doctor, be impressed. And a cheese straws, shortcake and coconut ice to finish.
Do you think that's enough?
Dunno. Hope so. I would have got out that plum pud we had over at Christmas, but I thought it'd be a bit on the heavy side. Just till he gets his strength back.
He will get his strength back.
Of course he will. Hey, it's Pop we're talking about. Can't keep Pop down for long, you'll see. No need to be down in the dumps, and there's no use moaning. Moaning gets you nowhere. Come on, you peel the spuds and I'll make the pastry.
You were in the dumps upstairs.
Oh, no. I had my little weep. Did niggle, but it's over now. Hey, gotta get on, haven't we? Here's one thing bothers me, oh, just a bit.
What's that?
What started it?
No idea.
Oh, I could be doing too much on an empty stomach, perhaps.
Too much what?
Empty stomach's not good for anybody, but it ain't hardly right, is it? What's the next? Couldn't do harm, that. I mean, where we all be if Art's only flipped right and left? I mean, pop is a hobby. It's good for him, like exercise, like my drink. And it couldn't have been a drink either. A bit of champagne and brandy and the other is what life's all about. Is life, anyway.
Do you know what you're talking about? Oh, yes, I do.
Oh,
yes. Oh, Ma.
Anyway, it's no use moaning. Don't hold with moaning. Except now about alcohol.
No alcohol, Dr. O'Connor said.
For the foreseeable future, perhaps forever.
It's a long time.
Oh, it's purgatory. Your dad'll never stand it. Can you imagine?
No.
It'll set him back. If anything'll kill him, that will. I'm done old with it. Let's have another brandy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, pour it, will you, love? My hand's all flour. Make it big.
You like everything big.
I do, don't I?
To pop.
Here's to you, Sid. This one's for you.
Another whiskey. God, another.
I still say it could be a rumour. Why don't you telephone somebody and find out? You know Sid, Miss Pilchester. Not one to give in lightly, is he?
Is he? You don't give in when somebody knocks you flat with a car. You're in kingdom come. The Lord has taken.
Best to telephone. You'll set your mind at rest. Best to telephone.
There's no need. I'll ask my Jackie for you, shall I? He'll know.
Who's Jackie? How would he know?
Jackie Ollers know.
Does he?
Come here.
Here I am.
Look inside my jacket.
Is that decent?
Take a peek.
Good Lord. Oh, my.
That's Jackie. Ollers takes him with me.
He's a...
He's not a bird, he's a jackdaw.
You talk to a jackdaw?
I talk to Jackie. Talk to him all day long. And he talks to me. Talk sense, too.
Does he?
This here bird talks more sense than three croaks that you'll hear in Parliament in a month of bloody wet Mondays.
That I will certainly drink to. A ghost to you. Who is you?
Fetch the wheelbarrow, Bill.
Better head, Alf. We'll wheel her home.
Women are funny, eh? Don't take much, not get them.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. One, two, buckle shoe. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for... No, not that. We're not ready for that yet. Thanks very much. Not by a long chalk. Let's see. What else? Bobby Shafto's gone to sea. More fool him. Well, you ain't lost your memory, shouldn't you? What else? Everything moves here. Yeah. Gone through the lot, that's all right. Well, almost everything. Gotta be a bit careful for a while. You can see, you can feel, you can smell. Yes. Yes, smell Miles cooking. And you can hear it all. Hear that bird? What's that? Singing? Not angels, is it? Not angels, for God's sake. I don't want angels yet. Well, thanks very much.
The Lord the Shepherd shall not want. He made
to... Look, standing like a statue.
He looks lost. Afternoon, Brigadier. A friend of yours here. Giving her a lift down.
I say, have you perhaps heard the dreadful tidings about Larkin? I've just been told.
Good Lord, Edith.
Oh, we have, sir. Her told us. The news knocked her down like a feather.
When Miss Pilchester heard Mr. Larkin was a goner, she went herself. With whiskey.
Whiskey?
Is it? Didn't you order Templesman? But she never goes there.
I did today, Brigadier. Couldn't take the tidings.
No. Eh? I'm finding it difficult to come to terms myself. Carried off like that. Dash bad luck, eh? Damnable. I mean, good God.
It's a bit beyond the pale, isn't it?
It is, sir. Wonder what caused it. He seemed healthy enough to me.
Must have hit him like the crack of doom. News about the motorway.
What motorway?
Ask the men with a theodolite. They've killed a good man. We shall never see his life again. Ask Edith.
Hello, Ma. I've picked some honeysuckle for Pop.
Oh, Primrose, that's lovely. Oh, I can smell it from here. Oh, your dad'll love that little right out of his bed, I don't wonder. Bit of his beloved countryside.
Where's everybody gone?
Oh, we finished baking. So Mariette's taken Oscar and Phyllida home with her. Charlie's gone to finish your dad's walkie-talkie deal. Pop's fast asleep. It's just you and me.
It's turning out a really hot day.
Well, you're dressed for it, I must say. Oh, I'm dressed for it.
Well, this isn't indecent, is it?
Depends your point of view. That yellow blouse hardly exists. If it wasn't for the red spot to be transparent. What's that round your hips?
The latest thing. Miniskirt.
Mini? Micro more like. Half a micro. Quarter if you're lucky.
Well, it's hot.
You're not lowering the temperature. You do look lovely. My girl, you're wearing anything underneath.
That's my business, isn't it?
Puff a wind and it'll be everybody's. Oh, I'll be the doctor.
Stay there, Ma. You've been rushing about all day. I'll get it.
Oh, the doctor's wearing sunglasses. You'll burn his eyes out.
Why, it isn't the doctor at all. It's the bishop.
My God, Primrose, I'm not a bishop.
So what are you, Reverend Candy?
Just a vicar, as you know, Primrose.
Not just, Mr. Candy.
They're like seashells. White as washed seashells. And round. So round.
Are you all right? You're trembling.
Am I? Oh, am I? Even though I walk through the Valley of the Shadow, I will fear not.
What valley? What shadow?
I was looking... Well, that is...
You were looking at my blouse, weren't you?
Not the blouse, no.
No?
Seashells.
Do you like it? My blouse?
Do I like it? It's very nice.
Are you coming in then? Ma's in the kitchen!
Oh!
Reverend Candy, well, we haven't seen you for ages!
And he hasn't seen us.
Mia Cooper, Mrs. Larkin.
Oh, mine too, I think.
I didn't dare. I don't dare now. Those seashells, those black, black eyes, and that... Well, all of it. All of her. You. Everything. And the blouse, and the skirt.
You cold, Mr. Candy? You look kind of pale.
Cold? No, not cold. Oh, no.
I just made some tea, warm you up.
I don't apologies for not coming. I've only just heard.
Sit down, Mr. Candy. Amusing Primrose while I get the tea.
Amuse?
Yes, do sit down, Mr. Candy. You look tired.
Oh, thank you, Primrose. I am a bit tired. I've been away, you see, for some time, at another parish.
I know. You deserted us.
No, I didn't. Anyway, you've been away too, haven't you? I could say the same.
I've been to university in pursuit of knowledge. But I'm back now, and so are you. Isn't that serendipity?
Yes, indeed. I'm relieved to hear it's only Mr. Larkin's heart, Mrs. Larkin. No, I don't mean that. Not relieved, exactly. Oh, dear, I can't seem to think straight.
Why?
What I actually meant was I'd heard an accident, a car, Mr. Larkin gravely injured, so heart isn't... It's not too serious, I hope.
Sleeping like a lamb, knocked out. A good thing. Watch out. Tea up.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
Sugar, Mr. Candy. One lump or two?
Oh, two. No, I mean...
Would you like some cream?
Cream? Dear God, this household.
Do you like it in first or last?
Heaven help me, cream from those lips. There is, in fact, another curious rumour going about. Mm-hmm. It seems that Edith Pilchester went into the Hare and Hounds and got tiddly.
Edith? Yes.
And had to be taken home in a wheelbarrow. It
It appears she'd heard a rumour about Mr. Larkin's demise.
Oh, do you mind? He's certainly not suffering from that.
What it means she'd heard Pop was dead, Ma.
Really? Dead Pop? Whatever, Ned. The things people get about. If some of them don't keep their traps shut, I shall have to iron them out. Gossipy lot. I bet some of them would like to see him dead.
Oh, no.
In a wheelbarrow! Cry that gently. Oh, my Lord, I'll have to go and tell Pop. I'll set him up. He'll do more good than all the pills in the world. Take care of Mr. Candy Primrose.
I will. Trust me. Sid, you awake?
Oh, yeah, never better. What do you think?
I just wondered. Here, smell this. Honeysuckle.
Yeah, I like honeysuckle. I love it.
Our Primrose picked it especially for you.
Smashes she is.
Put it in a vase on this cupboard. You'll smell it from the bed. Anything you want.
I'm going to do some dancing, girls.
How many?
Oh, a harem.
Two harems, if you like.
Well, have a heart. Have a heart.
Have a heart.
If I'm one, let me have it. I could do them, Mum.
Sit.
I was only joking, Mum. Only joking.
I love you, Pop.
Oh, I love you too, Ma. Yeah.
Another chocolate finger, Mr. Candy?
Oh, yes. Yes, I will, thank you.
Why don't you look at me?
I'm looking. Great God, I'm looking. The last time I saw her, she was only 15.
I don't know what it is, but he gets me. It must be his shyness, the way he... Oh, I don't know what. The paleness, the quiet in him.
Now she's a woman, and so lovely.
I'm going to have to do something about you one day, Mr. Candy. I seriously am.
Hello, Reverend. I say, could somebody give me a hand? I have a present for Pop outside in the drive.
Oh, we'll both help, won't we, Mr. Candy?
What the pipe is that noise?
Sounds like somebody bringing a piano.
What do I want with a piano? I can't play, can I? Anyway, say I'm in, I couldn't lift the bleeding lid.
What did you say? Oh, my good God! It's a
toilet.
Lamp. Commode.
Potty on legs.
No trouble or patience should be without a convenience like this. It's sent to Pop by Miss Effie and Miss Edna Barnwell. With concern and gratitude for all you've done for them in the past. They call it their throne.
Isn't that kind? Well, I want to know, Sid Larkin, what you've been doing to them ladies in the past.
Do you mind? Yeah, now that's what I call a real bottom-up practical present. I could not make use of it right now.
Where do you want it, Pop?
Good underneath me, of course. Where else? No, child, step it in the middle of the room there, child. Right? Yeah, well, you know, where a throne should be. Now, come on, get them all out of here, Ma, will you, there, will you? And you come back yourself, will you? I think I'm going to need a bit of assistance. Comes to something when you've got to ask somebody else to lift the lid of a bleeding pot, isn't
it? Yeah, don't worry about it. Stay there. Shan't be tick. Come on, everybody. Leave it for this.
Yeah. Carry on, Mr. Locke.
Bye.
That's it.
Yeah. All my kingdom wanted was a throne. Now all it wants is a king that can sit on it by himself.
I'll put the trap away. How is he really, Mrs. Larkin?
It's an improvement. He's had a good long sleep.
Oh, Ma, I'm so worried about him.
Oh, it's love. Now, come here. It's all right. You can hear her. Got a lot of pop in her, this one, Mr. Candy. A lot of warmth.
Our Primrose likes the sun like her dad. And see her skin getting nice and brown, isn't she? And pretty well the same all over.
Is she? Is there something I could do for Mr. Larkin? I mean, that's what I came to say. I forgot to say it. I don't know why.
Yeah, there's something. I was going to get some flowers for his bedroom, but the doctor be here, so why don't you two go?
Oh, let's do that. Shall we, Mr. Candy?
Well, there's a... Actually, there's a meeting of the parochial church council.
When?
This evening.
Loads of time. Go on.
You're better now.
Oh, easier in that department anyway. What's that noise?
Our Primrose and Mr. Candy. They're picking flowers for you.
Sounds more like tickling than picking.
Well, you know what they say. Little of what you fancy does you good.
I always reckoned it did. And it did. Once.
It will again. You'll see.
Promise?
Just you wait, said Larkin. Just you wait. What's that?
This is Larkin. Anybody in here?
Hmm? What the pipe?
Ah, my patient awaits me. Good morning, Mr. Larkin. Mrs. Larkin.
Oh, my good God. It's a monster. Who are you?
I am Nurse Soper. I am to take care of you, Mr. Larkin. See you don't get up to any mischief. See you behave yourself. And believe me, see to that, I will.
Oh, my, protect me.
In A Little of What You Fancy, Pop Larkin was played by David Jason and Ma Larkin by Pam Ferris. Mariette by Hetty Baines, Mr. Charlton, Charles Simpson, Edith Colchester, Claire Welch, the Brigadier, Derek Waring, Reverend Candy, Paul Panting, Primrose, Kathy Sara, Nurse Soper, Gay Brown, Landlord, Lloyd Johnston, and Alf by Don McCorkindale. A Little of What You Fancy was an Excelsior production.
Merry summer, love. Champagne, the perfect summer drink. Off to bed at 2:30. Ah, to see the sunset.